Welcome to Dharma Glimpses, an introduction to the profound treasury teachings of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, taught by Judy Leaf. In this episode, entitled Tisk Tisk, Judy discusses faults and shortcomings.
Welcome. I thought it'd be fun to label this episode. I'm calling it Tisk Tisk. Is about faults and shortcomings we see in ourselves and in other beings. It's the way we call people out, tisk tisk, the way we wave our finger at people, point out their mistakes. What fun! This topic is connected with a lot of things, how we deal with faults, how do we look at our own faults, how do we include them on our path, and how do we become friends with ourselves, with all our faults, without excusing them and without concealing them. And also, how do we relate to the faults and shortcomings of others? Or you could ask, why is it so easy to see everybody else's faults and so hard to look at our own? I was inspired in part by a traditional, beautiful poem called Calling to the Gurus from Afar. It's a very traditional poem, but it has very relevant and direct stanzas that don't seem all that traditional or religious at all, but seem very appropriate and to the point. The poem, Calling to the Gurus from Afar, is really a poem about longing, a longing for some sanity, a longing for some relief, a longing for some breakthroughs and insights about life. It is also a poem that really lays out the kind of struggles that are part of any spiritual path. It's an example of a student being willing to show up as they are. Rather than trying to impress or bring your best face forward, you come the way you actually are. Raw. Real. Direct. The poem, Calling to the Gurus from Afar, is filled with provocative stanzas. But since the topic for this episode is fault-finding, tisk tisk, I'll share the stanza about that. Here is the stanza I'm referring to. It goes like this, quote, "My faults are as large as a mountain, but I conceal them within me. Others' faults are as minute as a sesame seed, but I proclaim them and condemn them. I boast about my virtues, though I don't even have a few. I call myself a Dharma practitioner and practice only non-Dharma. Guru, think of me, look upon me quickly with compassion. Grant your blessings, so that I subdue my selfishness and pride." It's pretty amazing that this poem was written by a great Tibetan master named Jamgon Kangtrul. And it's oddly reassuring that someone like that can lay out such faults so blatantly and openly, and in my opinion, at least, definitely with a sense of humor or lightness as well, with a self-deprecating quality. So there's no sense of wallowing in one's mistakes and one's faults. And there's no cover-up either. You can't really work with such hang-ups unless you bring them along and welcome them. You offer them to the guru or the teacher who represents the realm of sanity and awakening. So we are exposing our faults to the force of awakening, the force of compassion, the force of insight, the force of sanity. It's so simple and straightforward. I think of it kind of like this. It's like taking our pile of juicy, neurotic habits, our juicy, neurotic attachments, and laying them out like dead fish and exposing them to the light of the sun. And in that environment of sanity and compassion, they simply dry up. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to feel pathetic. It's easy to lose our balance. I think it's true, as in the verse of the poem, many of us just focus on everybody else's faults and flaws and choose to ignore our own. And sometimes we get caught in the opposite pattern where we only see our own faults and everybody else seems to be so much more free of faults than we are. In either case, we're not really seeing that clearly. And sometimes all we do is find faults everywhere. We see our own faults, we see others' faults, faults and faults, and more faults. So a starting point is to recognize and notice how easy it is to see the faults of other people and how hard it is to recognize our own faults. So instead of wasting time complaining about other people and all the things they do that annoy us, we could pay attention to our own flaws, our own faults, because they give us something to work with, something to bring to the path, something to expose to the pure light of sanity. Thank you for joining me for this glimpse of Dharma.
This podcast is made possible through the support of the Hemera Foundation. To learn more about Judy Leaf's teachings, publications, and retreats, or to contribute to the support of this podcast, please visit judyleaf.com.